Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The Hour Radio Network. Yep. Let's go. Yep. Check it. Welcome to Nod Your Head Radio. Here we go. Yeah. Just so you know, yo, we in the know. Bumping all the newest hits from the mainstream and underground. If you don't get it now, please allow me to expound. Brock Gunny Sampson, a.k.a. L1. Always keeps it 100, stays on top of the job done. Red Child, repping part two of the tag team. Queen of all trades and master of a dream. Chopping it up with the newest and the truest. Bringing you the rookies and vets that really do this. Yeah, and they got that info on deck. They bout this life. What else would you expect? Yeah. The Hour Radio Network, they do work. Quality over quantity round here. Know your worth. This the rebirth of the real right here. So call your peoples up and make them aware. It's Nod Your Head Radio. Yo, yo. L1, yo, yo, yo. Red Child, yo, yo, yo. The Hour Radio Network, they do work.
Veterans Day. Head starts y'all off with a little boot camp chanting, whatever the hell they call that. But yeah, Veterans Day. Salute to the veterans who partake in protecting this country, living and deceased. And yeah, where we are, Najee Wednesday, man. What's going on? It's your boy Brock G. I'm in the building. I'm actually sitting here waiting on Red Child to come on through. If you didn't notice, and apparently D didn't let me know, but we have a new thing. All right, what you know about that? How you feel about that? That was pretty dope. I'm going to have to play it again, though. It was kind of bass heavy, but the shit was pretty dope, man. Tonight we are supposed to have Chris Rivera, son of Big Pun. Unfortunately, I don't know if he's going to show up or not. Nobody's contacted D. It's pretty amazing, though. Some days we are hit and miss when it comes to celebrities appearing on the show. I could have Pace One appear. Unfortunately, my ass neglected to hit him back. And eventually we're going to have him on the show. For those who ain't familiar with Pace One, he's a Detroit representative, man. He was cold. He's still cold. You know, I ain't going to say he was. He's still cold, you know, but yeah, we supposed to have him on the show. We're going to have a few other people on the show. I don't know what D's got planned for the week, but tonight that's what we're supposed to have on the show. We're supposed to have Chris Rivera, Big Pun's kid. Rest in peace, Big Pun. His birthday was yesterday, so he would have been 44. Unfortunately, the brother has moved on, and we are left with his son, who, unfortunately, I don't have any music for him. But his son is cold in his own right. So, yeah, we're going to have to get a chance to sit down and talk to Chris. And hopefully I get my hands on some music, which I can right now. But I ain't going to do it right now because, like I say, it's a little bit too far, too late trying to upload that shit. But what we do have, I got some new music for you. If you guys are watching it, I think it's Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, it's not Jimmy Kim. Anyway, Tribe Called Quest is reuniting this Friday, and they will be on Channel 5, The Late Show, or The Tonight Show, I guess that's what it is. Yeah. They'll be on The Tonight Show, and I most definitely will be watching that shit because it's rare and far in between when we get to see Tribe Called Quest available. But, yeah, I'm going to be on there checking that out. Other than that, man, it's pretty much going to be a slow night. If I happen to get cut off tonight, let me just say this. The internet is okay. What's not okay is the fact that that the what the hell happened here? That there's a storm going on right now. And who the fuck knows if I get cut off or not. But yeah, there's a storm going on tonight. It's thundering outside out here in Chicago. And, yeah, so if I get cut off, that's why. You know, power goes out rather a lot out here in Chicago or in the suburb that I'm in. And, yeah, that could be a situation. So I'm just letting y'all know up front. I don't know if Red is going to show up tonight, but like I said, you got me. And it's going to be what it's going to be. Anyway, so if you guys are not familiar, a little seriousness that's going on in Chicago. Let me touch on that. Outside of Chicago, you wouldn't know it, but, you know, they promote it so much on the news and all that good shit. You know, we recently had a lot of a rash. Well, I won't even say recently. We've had a lot of shootings going on out here in Chicago, and a lot of children have been the unfortunate targets of the shooting. You know, these young cats out here banging out here, and they banging up the kids, and the kids ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, so we've lost a lot of children, a lot of teens anyway. But one particular, Tyshawn Lee, was killed 8 days ago, last week. And he was, man, I don't even want to say assassinated, but he was shot up pretty bad. He was like hitman. Somebody was just marked him for death, literally. And unfortunately for the young man, they shot him. I want to say 7 or 8 times they shot him. And there's speculation that they were after his father. And I don't understand why they shot the kid up like that, though, man. The kid ain't had nothing to do with it. You know, I thought kids was off limits. But yeah, they shot the kid up, man, and killed him in the alley. And the father, he's at a loss for words. The mama's at a loss for words. I ain't gonna bash him too bad. But if you look at the picture, the father and the mother are not on speaking terms, and basically, they were co-parenting, and you know, it's pretty sad because, you know, the father goes, he was on a Chicago station GCI yesterday, and he was speaking on the situation as it occurred, and it's pretty sad, man, when you think about it, because you know, the father was like, well, you know, I had my son 3 days ago, and he was fine. You know, I gave him to his mama, and he's gone, you know. And the last thing his father, you know, that the child said to his father was asking him if he could spend the night with him, you know, or stay overnight. The father told him no because he had school. And that kind of sucks, man, because you know, you look at yourself as a human being, and it's like, man, you know, what could I have done better for my child? You know? But never to be without conspiracies. Everybody is saying that the father might possibly know who the killers were. There's also some ratchetness involved in this. Allegedly, there was a GoFundMe account created for the child's funeral. And the mama got the money, went out and bought a 2015 car. Also, it's allegedly speculated that the mama went out and picked up some Gucci purses. They got video of the mama, you know, twerking, and got her with, you know, pictures with guns and shit. Got the son throwing a gang size. Needless to say, it's a very unfortunate event that's happening out here, man. I don't understand. Well, I guess I kind of do. It's a new breed of kids out here, new breed of teens. No hope, no expectations. It's easier to shoot a gun than it is to, you know, duke it up with your fist, man. And no matter how you look at the unfortunate person involved in this, the casualty is the kids. You know, there was a young lady, aspiring model. She was shot down, you know, same circumstances, but she was, you know, a bullet has no face. You know, and you get idiots shooting in crowds of people. And, yeah, she was the unfortunate casualty of that, man. You know, she was a very pretty young lady, and, yeah, they took her down. Took her down for nothing, you know. And so now, word in Chicago is right now that there's going to be a major war going on. It's about to be some killings out here, man. And it's sad because, you know, these niggas, man, out here just ain't thinking, man. You know, I understand you feel like your future is bleak and all that, but at the same time, man, you got to stop, man. You got to stop and think, man. Is it really worth all of this, dud, or killing whoever really worth all of it? You know, the father went on to say he was pretty accessible and he was in the street. Why would you take it out on his kid, man? I mean, there's no amount of anything he did in order for you to take it out on his kids, man. I'm like, man, I don't know if I'd have to be like the Punisher, man, looking for niggas, man. You kill mine, it's a wrap, B. I'm going to jail that same night because I'm looking for you. Any name that I get, man, I'm about to interrogate you for real, man. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. So, I don't know, man. What, maybe when Red get on here, we'll discuss more in depth of it and everything, man. But it's a sad situation, man, that's going on out in Chicago, man, with these cats and these guns, man. And got to do better, man. It ain't worth all of that, dude. It really ain't. Got to do better. But, yeah. So I'm going to hit y'all with some new music real quick. I want y'all to check out this J. Cole. I know it's a fucked up segue. But, yeah, Tribe is re-released Instinctive Travels, their very first album, and there are two bonus cuts on there. There's one by J. Cole and there's one by Pharrell, and he's doing J. Cole is doing Can I Kick It, and Pharrell did a version of Benito Applebaum, which I played a couple of weeks ago when it came out. But, yeah, we're going to go into that. And, yeah, when I get back, hopefully Red will be on. If not, like I said, you got me for an hour. So it is what it is. So nod your head. All right, nothing seems to be loading up. Why is that? Having studio issues, studio problems. I tell you, man, I have more problems, man, with this studio than anybody else, man. All right, I rebooted it, reloaded everything. Hopefully y'all can still hear me because we get that problem every now and then. And let's see. Let's try it again. There we go.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track for us, why, cuz? Getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. I like filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm going.
Go on, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, fight for the point stayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythm's quest, it's your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Just the tribe of the game with the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Myself getting where I'm going, no OnStar. GPS for that money, got the directions. Monday night, hit the strip joint and cop a section. Niggas ain't fighting no more, we got the weapons. Do it for the culture, I really come from the essence. Essence Magazine, brown skin. Cousin from the Heights, she told me he got some pounds there. Steady out in Brooklyn, he be back uptown around 10. Man, traffic in the crib, going through it with housing. If I get evicted, play my bitch crib. You don't want no drama, niggas, pop up where your kids live. Set up where your wife work. I be dressed like I'm just coming to see if your life's work. Shooter do it just cause he love me, nigga, that's light work. I see me in that ghost with a lot of smoke. I see me getting low, if you gotta go. I see me in that foreign. See me with that Gucci umbrella when it's pouring, that's how I see it. I see me with connects from the motherland. Backwood in my left, pistol in my other hand. I see me on the Forbes list, see me in them Porsches, still rocking all white Forbes.
I rock tuxes, busters, clusters cover my watches, drop mustard color, foreign cars and garages, only queens I fuck with, Celine clutches, my bitch, bullet holes to my foes, side chick got a side chick, hunch of green Nikes, they don't like me, I see niggas cuffing they lady when they sight me. Back with blowing, Yassi poin', it's nothing. I'm rap Benjamin Button, Nasty Don, Rich Millie on the arm. Been literally rich since 9-6, still where to hit my enemies with a tech and 9-6. Exotic materials on the neck and fly whips. I was fresh out the jacks, decked out the depth. Y'all witnessed it, I can fill you with real millionaire shit. Cargo, front lawn like a dealership. Who I rep, 10th Street, 12th Street, plus the Vernon family. And that's where the yam word. You see me in that ghost with a lot of smoke.
See it.
I see me getting low if you gotta go.
See it.
You see me in my forest. See me with that Margiela umbrella when it's pouring. That's how I see it. I see me with connects from the motherland. Backwood in the left, cash in my other hand. See, I'm through it in the Forbes list. See me in the Porsche, still rocking them 84 Jordans.
See me in Dubai, me and Buddha high.
Buddha.
Moving pies, I still see his mother through the sky. I see tan lines, models, haters be anti. I was smoking Graham Dimes, playing Foster with Franchise. I see myself in that GQ magazine. I was low, nobody in the streets knew I had a fiend. He had a green Honda Civic, parked it on my block. I could drive it for days, just made sure he had a rock. Waking up, smoking Kush, I could see the envy. Weed and Henny, that's the reason it's evil in me. I want it all, I ain't letting them keep a penny. I see me slumped in that Bentley, bumping the best of Biggie. Shouts to Philly, I see me in Freaky laughing. I see nothing to Porsche, I see Lil in the Aston. I can see the city from a penthouse view. Married to the streets, the avenue, just said I do. I see me in that ghost with a lot of smoke.
See it.
I see me getting low if you gotta go.
See it.
I see me in that foreign. See me with that Gucci umbrella when it's pouring. That's how I see it.
Gucci.
I see me with connect from the motherland. Backwood in my left, pistol in my other hand. I see me on the Forbes list. See me in them Porsches. Still rocking all white Forces.
All white. That's just how I see myself. Ask me how I see them. I see myself in 5 years. Rich nigga.
Yo, just like that, we are back. Man, yeah, man, so that's what's going on out here in Chicago, man. We just, the goon squad is just, like, literally being goons for real, and then we got casualties, man, of children, and I'm not understanding that, man. And on top of everything else, you know, we had Spike Lee out here over the summer, and he was filming Chi-Raq. And it's interesting because people was pissy because he named the movie Chi-Raq. And I'm trying to understand why you pissy about it, because before before Spike Lee even uttered the word Chi-Raq, you had other MCs outside of Chicago saying Chi-Raq. You got MCs in Chicago claiming Chi-Raq and Killer Town, or not Killer Town, but it's just crazy, man. And you know, people are just bugging out. Instead of looking at the situation for what it is, man, you got a bunch of people, man, that have no ambition, have nothing better to do but to serve, shoot, and talk shit. There's no ambition, man. You know, even the music, you know, portrays it in everything that the kids are listening to, that these people that are carrying the guns are listening to. And no, I'm not blaming it on the music, but it glorifies a lot of stuff, man. You know, trap music, drill music, you know, even hardcore hip-hop back then did that. And it's just crazy, man, it's just how everything, you know, is going on in Chicago right now with all these killings. But the fucked up part about it is they trying to make it look like it's just in Chicago, and it's not. It's happened everywhere. It ain't just happened here. I'd be willing to bet, man, if I had people call in, man, just to talk about some of the communities they live in, man. This shit happens everywhere, man. And they trying to make it seem like it's just here. But it ain't. You know? I grew up through the 80s. I remember when it was in Cali and everybody, you know, back then when Compton was like fucked up. and people was getting murked, man, you know, but between that blood and Crip shit that was going on over the gangs was brutal out there, man. I remember when it was, you know, in here in Chicago and Gary, Indiana, man, hometown of Michael Jackson and shit, man. And it was the murder capital, allegedly the murder capital of the world. And it's just like, man, you know, the focus is always on the negative of everything that's happening out here instead of us as people, as community, trying to figure out how we could kind of pump the brakes on and everything. No, we can't fight everything. We can't figure out everything. But when it comes to your kids, man, when it comes to killing kids, women, children, grandmothers, we had grandmothers shot out here, man, just sitting on their porch, man. At least if you're going to have a gun, man, learn how to shoot it, you know? But we got these idiots out here, man, roaming around with these guns, man, and it is what it is, man. The times is changing, man. You know, my grandmother would say we in our last days, man, and I can't believe we in our last days, but with everything that's going on and all the foolishness that's going on with the people out here, man, it's ridiculous, man. There's no way a child should be killed by a gunshot, man. And even worse, you know, you have other people. You know, this is local shit. This is not like it's been happening. I mean, you know, it's not new to a child being killed because you have wars where children are killed every day. You know, overseas in Iran, Iraq, Syria, you know, children are losing lives every day, man. So, I mean, not to be to downplay the situation, but man, what's it going to take, man, to turn shit around before it's too late to do anything, you know? So, you know, off that political high horse, man, it's just crazy, man. It's just crazy, all the shit that's going on, man. And, excuse me. It's been a long day, man. I tell you, man, work be kicking my ass, man. But anyway, it's crazy, man, everything that's going on in our city, man, in this country. You know, we got racism still prevalent in our country. You know, the shit that's going on at that university out there in Missouri. You know, it took all that before the president got the point, man. You know, the president of the university got the point. You know, you got the shit going on at Yale, in California and everything, where, you know, racism is still prevalent, man. You still got motherfuckers willing to go take you to that point and disrespect you and everything, man, over what? The color of your skin or your views or your beliefs. And they willing to do that shit, man. I don't understand it, man. I was listening at how that whole shit started down there in Missouri, and it kicked off, you know, their parade. I don't even know what the fuck the parade was for, but they had a parade down there. And, you know, the kids got in the way. Well, not the kids, but the college students got in the way. They did a human link and everything. And the white folks was clowning, man. They blocked the president of the university off. And the white folks was clowning. You know, racial slurs, everything, man. And all they was doing was holding a peaceful protest and everything, man. And it's amazing how we're classified as savages and animals and shit. But at the same time, it's like a different standard for people of color. And by people of color, I mean pink toes and shit, white motherfuckers. Why is it always a different standard for us? And then when we, you know, when we raise up and put a foot in your ass, then they ready to shoot us, put us in jail, all of that shit, man. We, as people, man, need to fix some shit, man. We have no political leaders, no black leaders that we can go to. We have activists, but they come a dime a dozen and shit, man. And it's just like, you know, when shit like this happens, man, it's like, man, I don't want to say we need leadership, but we need leadership. It's crazy, man, the shit that's going on today, man. You know, racism is fucking prevalent. And what really fucked it up when they started listening is when these damn athletes took a stand and said, fuck that, and started fucking with the money. That's crazy. You fuck with the money, they listen. Because at the end of the day, the only color that really matters is the green. The green of your money. It's crazy, man. But it is what it is, man. We live to see this shit every day, man. And, you know, is it ever going to go away? Hopefully. Hope so. I'd like to think so. But who the fuck knows, man? Maybe not in my lifetime, but maybe in my kids, man. Hopefully that shit won't still be going on and they'll wise up with it, man. Who knows? Anyway, man, I'm going to slide back into some more music. I guess it's Let's Meet Tonight. Again, that's cool. Yeah, I'm going to slide to some music. Y'all hold tight. We'll be back. Nod your head. Again with this dashboard, man. What the fuck?
Yo. Okay. All my nigga with me. All my nigga with it. All my nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my niggas ballin'. All my niggas athletic. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dancer. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga tryna run them bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil Quake fucked the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand her. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch still a bread truck. Got a bitch going retarded. Called Uber for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran us. Bitches trying to put the head on us. Niggas trying to put the feds on us. Niggas trying to take meds on us. Everything for the players on us. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down air ball. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. You getting mad. Watch out, little hoe. My partner still smoke on parole. They say that I'm crazy. I used to talk to a store. I tell it to lock. Shit, I tell it a lot. Go to the dealership. Bitch, tell off the lot. You know I'm coming straight out the block. You know I'm coming straight out the top. Shorty say she want 5 million. Cause I told her to leave and call her a thot. Shit, you can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Still got some egg in my stock.
Man.
Nigga, I ain't got a lot.
Nah.
Nigga, I ain't gotta try. You waving that thing in the sky. We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye. Look at the watch on my wrist. Got on my watch in my wrist. Told that little bitch I passed. Nigga, watch the assist. I run the trap like the marathon. You niggas softer than silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the feeling gone. I had to sit down with Farrakhan. Turn the White House to the Terror Dawn. I used to serve at the Chevron. I used to serve with my necklace on.
Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich. You getting mad. Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad.
checked the black suit, a fair black tie. Got the kids filling up the premises, they want the supply. Product is uncut, we giving you what you need, cause you pay the price. And if albums like pizza pies, you know you only try to pay for the flight. When them chefs in the street, they call me Daylight, as if I lost my soul. I still got it, baby boy, then the sound on patrol. Check the file, while we run it international like no other. Me in the picture, rocking them New York Knicks and them Elmer blue colors. They got it for 2 to 5 on the dial, we got it for 2 to 3, baby. Cause you gonna get hooked off this verbal dope we cook, that's how it's gonna be, baby. It's digital onslaught, it's the world we live, man. Get with it or get quiet. You stay home while we stay on that Nasir Jones, y'all. The world's our diet. When we glide the world, what we telling them? Still got it, baby boy. Within the loudest crowds, what we yell at them? Still got it, baby boy. Walk amongst the people, what they are saying? Still got it, baby boy. Those that thought they were equal, they demise saying, still got it, baby boy.
Young boys, we sat on the stoop playing punch buggy. Now we OGs driving. Limit whip for 2016. Just watch, it's what we call perfect timing. The cradle is straight, the fridge got a cradle of steak. We dying like Thanksgiving. If you on seconds with nothing to share, then kill yourself. What's life worth living? Case study say hip hop is dead, huh? I think I need to taste the pudding. Proof in it, the guard was a kid when sales went from platinum to wooden. Special affairs, who cares about the special effects, y'all? We like no others. Show respect to this grown man, ain't young fella. Recorded your mother. Now when I walk in the street, they call me Dela, as if I lost my soul. I still got it, baby boy. Check the nights, baby boy. Overseas and domestic, we exchange current till the papers extinct. You like fossils in the wild, we live with God's child. Fuck what y'all think.
When we glide the world, what we telling them? Still got it, baby boy. Within the loudest crowds, what we yell at them? Still got it, baby boy. Walk amongst the people, what they are saying? Still got it, baby boy. Those that thought they were equal, they demise saying? Still got it, baby boy.
Promoting it a little bit. They had an album out, man. I want to say in a good 5 years, man. But they've been touring and stuff, man. But yeah, that was some new De La Soul. Hit y'all with that Dave East and Nas Forbes list. And Eloquent, the official little J Dilla tribute there, man. If you listen to it, there was a couple of Dilla joints sprinkled up in there, man. Yeah, I got some music for you tonight, man. So if you don't get nothing else, you're going to get some music tonight. I happened to catch Trick Daddy on YouTube, man, and he was going in about the state of the music and how he hasn't, you know, felt like, creating any music, man. And I kind of got to agree with him, man. You know, I'm an old man, new music hater, you know, and I'm just like, man, the state of music right now is just horrible, man. I mean, the shit is awful. But, I mean, I guess it would be because my ear is different than people's, you know, nowadays. You know, everybody else has different tastes, different flavors. I'm trying to fit in, man, mostly with the show, man. I'm trying not to be so biased and get music in for everybody. But, yeah, he was going in on how everybody sounds the same. And, yeah, he kind of got a point, man. Everybody do fucking sound the same, man. It's like everybody doing that drill rap that, you know, just doing that cadence and everything. You know, they doing that same cadence and everything, man. And it's just like, man, you know, I guess, again, well, there ain't no guess. I know that's what the younger generation like anyway. That's what they going to, you know, play. That's what they going to do. You know, that's what they going to listen to. But it's just like it's all changed, man, you know. I guess, like I say, different folks with different strokes, man. I can't trip, man, because in the time we live in, man, you know, everybody changes, man. You get older, you listen to different shit. Kids ain't gonna understand our shit, just like, you know, my grandmother didn't understand my shit, man. But it was just funny to you know, see Trick Daddy, man. That nigga gained some weight too, man. That's Fat Daddy now, goddamn. God damn. If you wanna check that out, man, scope it out on YouTube, man. But yeah, he on there, he speaking some knowledge, man. He trying to put it out there, man, you know, shit to change, man. You know, the shit ain't what it used to be no more, man. Niggas doing what they want to do, and that's fine. You know, that's what you're supposed to do, man. It's, you know, get out here and do your thing, and promote your shit, man. You know, it ain't gonna always be the golden age of hip hop, and that's something I had to go through, man. But damn, what the hell is that? Oh, I ain't wanna do that. But since you heard it, yeah, man, Ip Man 3 is finally coming out. Donnie Yen versus Mike Tyson, man. This shit's going to be interesting, man. If you've seen the Ip Man series before, the trailer is bananas, man. So if y'all get a chance, man, hit YouTube up, man. That shit is coming out. What I was talking about earlier, man, Tribe Called Quest, they're supposed to be on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show the 13th, Friday the 13th of November. My ass will be in the house. But yeah, it'll be on about 11:35. Check that shit out, man. You know, it's been a long time since you've seen Tribe, and all of them supposed to be together. Ali, Shaheed Muhammad, Jarobi is expected to perform. But it's basically, you know, like what they're doing is coming out with you know, the new Instinctive Travels. And like I said, it'll be in stores this Friday. And it's got a remix of Can I Kick It with J. Cole, Footprints. I haven't heard the Footprints joint with CeeLo Green yet, but if I get it, I have it on next week. And then Benito Applebaum by Pharrell, or Pharrell, whatever the fuck you want to call him. Yeah, it's going to be a good-ass LP, man, if you get a chance to check it out, man. Check that shit out. I've always followed Tribe, man. You know, they've aged in time. You know, Fife look kind of old now, man. Well, shit, what you expect, man? They fucking in their 40s and shit now, so if not older, you know. But they still out here doing it, man. And they'll still be out here doing it long after, you know. Hopefully, God willing. But yeah, they'll be on Jimmy. Damn, I just forgot damn that motherfucking name. Not Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. You know, it's two fucking Jimmys. You got Jimmy Kimmel on 7, and you got Jimmy Kimmel on 5, and both of them fight for ratings and shit. I watch Jimmy Kimmel show a lot, though. I don't really watch Fallon's too much, but his shit do be nice. And it is hip-hop orientated. You know, you got the Roots on there. He has some motherfuckers on there, so check that shit out. Let's see. Yeah, I was talking about Chris Rivera, man. His father's birthday was November 10th. That was yesterday. Paul would have been, what, 44? He was 28 when he passed. I actually happened to see him before he passed at the House of Blues, man. He did a show, him and Fat Joe. I was in attendance at that show, man. Joey Crack was still fat. And these motherfuckers took their damn show. Well, Fat Joe took his damn shot off his shit, man. And it was funny because I was at that show, man. I was on the stage and shit, man. And I was watching the shit, you know, from backstage. And, you know, Pond, man, he was 28, and he was a heavy dude, man. Dude suffered from a heart attack, man. You saw Pond before, like when he was younger, man. Pond was a bunny bodybuilder, man. He was a strong dude, man. But he had a cardiac arrest because he was too big, man. If you ever seen Big Pond, man, that was a big dude, man. He literally earned that name, Big Pun. But, yeah, he passed away February 7, 2000, man. He had a heart attack. Dude was 28. But, I mean, man, he had some joints, man. He had some music, man. I can't even front, man. Big Pun Terror Squad, man, they was on it, man. That was Fat Boy. That was Fat Joe's golden ticket, man. You know, he fucked over Cuban Links. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, shit go bad. That's all I can attribute it to, man. But, yeah, man, hopefully next Wednesday we'll probably be able to get his son on the show and I'll be able to find some music for him, man. You know, I'm all about the lyrics and beats anyway, you know. But, like I say, hopefully we'll be able to get his kid on here, man, and I can find some of his freestyles, man. Don't get it twisted, man. Dude is sharp, man. His darts are sharp. So if you happen to see Chris Rivera's singles, man, look him up on YouTube, man, dude. Dude got some skills, man. That's my boy right there, man. and other politics and bullshit, man. What the fuck is up? Ain't Azealia Banks 15 minutes over or been over, man? The fuck is going on with Azealia, man? I mean, I don't even know why this shit is news. You know, she got kicked out of a club for trying to pull a fire alarm. And I don't even know why it's fucking news, man. Are you really that busy trying to stay relevant? TMZ got the picture of it, man. But, yeah, you know, that's an offense, too, man. You get caught fucking with a fire alarm, man. There's some serious jail time behind that, man. But, yeah, I don't know what's up with this chick, man. She was making sense on Iggy, but I don't know, man. She clowning too much for me, man. She doing too much. But, yeah, she got arrested, man. Break room 86 or whatever in Los Angeles, man. Security guard. She tried to attack the security guard, and security guard just muffed her. You know, her friends were asked to leave the club, and she came. You know, if motherfucker asked you to leave the club, just leave the club. Why you got to be unruly, man? If you want to stay there, act the fuck right. If not, get the fuck out. You know, doing stupid shit and everything, man. But, yeah, she got booted out the club, man, for being stupid. And seeing a lot of that lately, man. I don't know what the fuck wrong with people, man. I'm not trying to get into that type of shit, man. You know, I'm going to the club to chill, man, and relax. She went to the club to clown, man. I understand. I don't get it. But, yeah, man, if you happen to be in Chicago, November 21st, actually, if you happen to be in Indiana, man, Marysville, Indiana, heavy concert. It's another one of them old school hip hop concerts, man. But it's a pretty good lineup coming up, man. They got EPMD, Salt and Pepper. Shit. Can't even get the damn name out. Special Ed, Slick Rick, Dana Dane. That's going to be interesting, man. Having both of them motherfuckers there, man. They actually had Dana Dane's son on the show a while back. He was on the show and he was chilling, man. So this is going to be pretty interesting, man, to see how that show, you know, kicks off, man. You guys got time, man. You know, if you're out in Indiana, Maryville, go check it out. See what's good with it, man. I'm going to hit y'all with some more music, man. I'm only going to do this show for like an hour today, man. Fucking lights is flickering on and off, man. I don't know how much time I got, man. The world coming to an end. I don't need to tell y'all, man. But I'm going to hit y'all with some more music, and we'll be back. Peace. If the fucking dashboard ever works, I don't understand what the fuck is up with this dashboard.
Yeah, to all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I
feelin'
the phone.
Your eyes for real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mom comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another story gets told, it ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, son. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. Hey, the crook, son. You just shook one. 2-4-2. Yo, happy.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was some must have got some trust safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation. The only lead to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking. My son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, 34 recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my wiz out of hole for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max ahead. You don't know when I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm freaking.
This ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, I'm scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook, scared to death, I'm scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook, scared to death, I'm scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Living the life that is on the gun. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn none. Cowardly heart that straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a short one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
So many things that I don't understand sometimes, being in a position I'm in with no malicious intent, my nigga, but take it how you want it. I see it from both sides. I feel a nigga pain. Learn to walk a tightrope. Ever seen a rich nigga go broke? They put liens on a nigga's things. Publicize your demise, and by all means, your family fortune is forever what you stood on. Sold dreams, fantasies to put the hood on. You reap what you sow, and they speak in repossessions. To the coach itself, these are powerful lessons. These niggas always smile when I came around. They let you know my reputation when you in my town. A real nigga, you gon' know that by the contract. Bottom line, blood, show me where them ones at. That paper, it get funny when publishing is involved. Mechanicals never matter because that was your dog. Now your hands on, but things don't ever seem right. You make a call to give your lawyer the green light. He look into it, then hit you up with the bad news. It's so familiar, he did the same with the last dudes. Mafioso, baby girl, cash rules. Every dollar accounted for, double M recruit. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my past life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Time to learn, boy, the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Plant poison in a nigga mind. Chillin' with your boys when it's time to grind. We both come from those humble beginnings. Still can't believe we never followed each other on Twitter. Funny thing is the animosity money brings. Real niggas out of style, we may be 1 in 3. Back against the wall, outnumbered by fuck boys. One bullet, one target, one choice. You can take a L, take a shell. It's still double M, still making mail. Made niggas respect my hustle on both coasts. I put the word out to see who hit back with the lowest. Anita hit handle, put me in touch with the closest. You still digging through ashtrays, killing the roaches. And I never took a L back when meats fell. Just wrote the numbers all the way back up in retail. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my past life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Time to learn boy, the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Can't be writing checks with your eyes closed. While you living out of homes in different time zones. Mind blown, spinning strip, you watch your rhinestones. Pistol to your head, this that level alarm on. I apologize, Wody, but this all I got. Everybody in his office, we can die tonight. I never met an artist who fully recouped. These deals, the deal dealers wanna deal with you. Young niggas trying to act your wage. Buying belts you seen on other niggas' waist. Hoes fucking for photos, they wanna post online. Whole time sure they knowing I'm the gold mine. Put her on, all she needed was a gold sign. Black minks and gloves, nigga, the whole nine. See me on the road, shit, I had the whole mind. Nor foreclose a foe just for soul signs. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my past life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Time to learn boy, the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel.
From a problem from the past. Get that Kevlar and carpet check. stand your ground, but watch your step, my nigga, that R&F. Now I circle the block, before walk in the house, I catch a couple killers like hiding in my head. Word on the street, they heard about the Bentley park there. Riding my Lexus with 2 Tech 9s, kinda ironic, how I'm riding with sex. About to send my rivals a message, cold as the ice in my neck, there's something like a man Vietnam with insomnia, or kamikaze in Bosnia, cause it's so hard to rest when you at war with killers and that's R&F.
I ain't never ran through my niggas, never took a stand on my niggas, I ain't never seen off my niggas, real nigga shit, R&F. On my niggas, never take a stand on my niggas. I'ma never team up my niggas. Real nigga shit, R and X.
Stay with me. Please don't leave me, baby. I love you. Please stay with me. Someone's coming. Please, please.
It seems like everywhere I go, everybody's in a struggle. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. Oh, the whole is a ghetto, the ghetto, the ghetto, oh, oh, the ghetto,
it be jam-packed in front of the soups in Siberia. Same way they are in the middle of Nigeria. Every part of the whole world, there's an area that if you pour another day alive, is a miracle. The blocks and watts got crooked cops that frame the innocent. No different from Flint, Michigan. Living in the D, checking in with the pimps in them. It's similar to Oak Town in the Southern Peninsula. Pretty city skyscape is a fool you look through to. Inner cities the rich won't move to. The nice parts, they well protected by a vanguard. The opposite of how these concentration camps are. Low income housing, it dwells murderers. Where children don't qualify for health services. The bourgeois act like they don't see starvations. Like they spraying Estee Lauder on sanitation.
Seems like everywhere I go, everybody's in a struggle. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. The ghetto. The ghetto.
Lights come on, cop cars, lights flicker. They smoke us like cigarettes, need a light, nigga. Used to chastise and string us up, despite niggas will to fight for the culture. Instead, we eating by vultures. They mix us like mimosas, hang us on wanted posters, ask for license and registration with they gun out the holster. Some of us guilty, some of us not. Some of us filthy, rich, others just watch as niggas drive up the block. We think we keeping it 100, coming back to the hood. They think we flossing money, so they pull a ratchet, what's good? It happens in Compton, happens in Queens, happen to Big L, happen to Chinks. Tupac in that passenger seat. Sometimes it's internal, happens for you, happen to blink. What's beef? Cops killing niggas dead in the street. So before we look outside, we gotta look within. Cause now we the dinosaurs, I think the world about to end.
It seems like everywhere I go, everybody's in a struggle. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. The ghetto. The ghetto. The ghetto.
From the project buildings, high stories, my stories from violence to glory, dog eat dog world, glory in the gutter. Brother despise brother, throwing threats at each other, broken bottles and bar fights with box cutters. Alcoholics, narcotics, organized, family sleep from a gas stove, burned alive. They bagging up drugs with plastic gloves. On his way to the top with his cash he shrugs. Kidnappers, degenerate thieves and gamblers, stealing panhandlers, rapping grands up, rubber bands on their grands, what? Playing cards and they bored. Members of gangs living by and dying by the sword. Block parties, food stamp, debit cards. Your hood ain't no different from ours. We share the same dreams, same money, same clothes and cars. Instead we get the same jail bars. The world's a ghetto. The world's a ghetto. The world's a ghetto. The world's a ghetto. Me and Godson jumping out of project buildings in black parachutes. Both class. classic. Both ride through the hood in a pair of coupes. Flow sick, mix the Henny with the Theraflu. He told me I was ill at that Houston. Nigga, where was you? Hip hop critic, sit the fuck down. Get a chair too. I ain't trying to kick knowledge, just a paragraph of parables. Grew up, spent the whole middle school in the same pair of shoes. Me and my brother Shan shoes. My childhood was terrible. That's why I spend nights on the rooftop smoking medical. You got a minute, my nigga? Let me break down the variables. Adapted to my surroundings, flow better than I used to. Mama, this for us buyers. For the days I wore Fubu, having buku dreams, do deuce and jeans, my nigga. Now we'll end your career in 2 16s, my nigga. If he the godson, then I must be the prophet. And all this King of LA shit, you niggas need to stop.
Everywhere I go, everybody's in a struggle. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. The ghetto. The ghetto. The ghetto.
It's a ghetto. It's a ghetto. Oh, oh.
We gonna take that top note or what, man? We gonna do the harmony. We gonna do it right.
Man, come on, you got
this motherfucker Chuck gonna come in here swinging.
Sorry,
niggas gonna come in here drunk off that shit. Come on, man, let's get it right. Tighten up, nigga.
Y'all get to see
him. Hey, one, 2, 3, 4. It's a ghetto.
Yeah. It's a ghetto. Oh, oh. It's a ghetto. It's a ghetto.
One more time.
It's a ghetto.
Yeah.
It's a ghetto. Oh, oh. It's a ghetto.
Hey,
it's a ghetto.
That's all right. That sound good, but we need to work on this other one now. Let's get this one tight now. Lyrica, JC, Pharaoh, let's make this shit happen, man. Come on now.
Two, three, four.
Sign up.
Took your love away.
Hey.
I wanna know.
Mr. Candy Paint, nigga, Mr. Doe, and Mr. 84. Hatin' ho, we be your sister.
know. When I hit the dough, motherfuckers drop it, kiss the flow. Light bulbs blow out, glass shatter, transistors glow. I'm the shit for show, roll with it, bitch, a learned worm. I'm hot in this heat, a headshot, I'll leave your perm firm. It's my turn to earn strikes and pay dues, so don't be surprised if I'm in the trap or on a new show. I don't drop nicks, nicks just an even back dough. Ball a block of short, stop a drop down his back, ho. Well, I don't keep it 100, I keep it 1,000. I'm hood, so I rip the hood direct from the public housing. I got a crunk like Obama in Invesco. Nothing less than the best, ho. Nigga, let's go, it's you.
Seems like everybody
Yo, I hit y'all off with a lot of shit. Hit y'all with the games, Scarface. Wow. Who else I hit y'all with? Nas. Some more games, Slaughterhouse, Rick Ross. Y'all just been hit up tonight, man. But we gonna end this shit as we always do. And I'll see y'all motherfuckers next Wednesday. Nod your head. Peace.
Yeah, it's your boy Enemy, and this is how we do. Let's go. It's the G Hour Show.
Okay, okay, okay. Now tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend, and 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the G-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.